Good morning. Welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'm your guide for the next 30 minutes through this guided meditation. Now, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and start your day, and every week there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to help you create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is moving through when it's hard to do. And that means moving through whatever challenges you might be faced with right now, regardless of what they are. We'll be able to begin moving through when it's hard to do. So if you will please be in the meditation position. That means having your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths. From the tips of your toes, inhale all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale, nice, easy, slowly release the breath. And inhale, coming all the way up through the spine to the top of the head. And exhale, releasing the breath. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And you are one with this tree trunk. And the tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, into the earth, and all the way to the core center of the earth, where the roots are embedded into the core of the earth. And if you are not a person who feels you're able to visualize very well, no problem. Intend, know that this is what's happening. You might experience it or feel it in your body. There might be other ways that you know you are now sitting on top of this tree trunk with roots embedded into the center of the earth. And imagine you are surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is your aura bubble. Your aura is an electromagnetic energy field that actually contains your life force energy, both constituting energy from your mind as well as your heart. It's a very powerful bubble. And imagine this bubble is 18 inches from your physical body, all the way around, 18 inches over your head, underneath your feet, in front of you, in back of you, and on all sides. And this bubble is a beautiful, pearlescent, golden color vibration. And it has a stiffness to it that is like an eggshell. A little bit of a stiffness, but not too hard. And continue to breathe. The breath is very important in this work, particularly today. And imagine outside of your aura, about 3 feet in front of you, is a giant violet flaming wall. A violet flaming wall that burns from the ground all the way up, as tall as you and even taller, outside of the bubble. And as you continue to breathe, we're going to clear the 7 primary chakras, 1 through 7, and just allow yourself to let go, to release whatever energy might be in these chakras as I go through them. Again, maintaining the breath. Breath is very important. It's a way not only to release and to let go of what we don't want anymore, unwanted energies. It's also a way to detoxify the body. And as you inhale, you drink in the manna of heaven, or the consciousness, the food that nourishes the soul and every other part of you. So stay focused on the breath and breathe out through your first, second, and third chakras. Inhale and exhale out through the first chakra at the base of the spine or the tailbone, out through the second chakra, 2 inches below the belly button, and out through the third chakra behind the stomach. Each of these chakras assist you with information on various levels. The chakras on a whole help to regulate your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. They balance them, and they help you to navigate in this life experience. So continuing to breathe deeply as you inhale and exhale out through the first, second, and third chakras. Exhale out any energy that you're ready to let go of that might keep you stuck in survival instead of thriving to the highest places you can go. Allow yourself to clear energy that may keep you stuck in fear or in any type of feelings, depression, anger, grief, apathy, and so forth, that are not of a high vibration, but that might keep your energy low. Let that go. Let go of any energy that would control you, any types of addictions, habit patterns, people that want to have control over you, the ego type of control as well. Let it all go as you breathe through the first, second, and third chakras. Know that the violet flame is taking the energy from these chakras. As you breathe through them, you are releasing, and the violet flame welcomes and even gently pulls those energies right out of you and into itself, where it purifies the unwanted energies. And now as you continue to breathe, put your focus on your fourth and fifth chakras, located behind the heart and at the base of the throat. And in these chakras, begin to release energy where you have not loved yourself, where you may have felt unworthy, insecure, where you may be in a place that you've not forgiven yourself or even forgiven others. Just let it all go. Let go of any missed communication, whether it be something that was said or unsaid by you, whether it was you not hearing someone correctly, not listening to what someone may have said, or listening but not interpreting. Whatever the case, let all of that go. And just continuing the nice, deep, easy breaths as you draw the breath up through the spine and exhale out through the fourth and fifth chakras. And now, as you keep breathing, release from the sixth and seventh chakras. the sixth chakra being in the center of your head, also known as the brow chakra, and the seventh chakra on top of your head, known as the crown chakra. And as you exhale out through those areas, intend, see, feel, know, hear, whatever the undesired energy is in those chakras that would keep you from seeing energy clearly, that would block you from seeing the truth, the essence within all things. Release the judgment, the criticism, and also release energy that would keep you from being in complete awareness of knowing what you know. You have the knowledge and the awareness of the entire universe. And if you don't know something, it is because you have not allowed yourself to open up and tap into that information. There may be doubt or uncertainty about your ability to know what you know, to trust what you know. Just let it all go. Breathe easily, deeply, and gently. And now put your attention on the violet flame. Put your focus and your attention right in front of you on that flame. And again, the importance here, moving through when it's hard to do, is very much about the breath and you staying as conscious and with the breath as possible. As you put your attention on the violet flame, I'm going to talk about some of the challenges of moving through, whatever that is for you. And I'd like you to continue to breathe and release the energy that comes up. So all you need to do is just breathe, and what you as a divine spirit are ready to let go of, the violet flame will gently receive it. It will take it from you so that you can clear these undesired energies. Now, moving through means moving through your challenges. And you may have challenges in finances, career, home matters, your spouse or partner, your children or parents. If these are some of the challenges you face in any way, just allow yourself to let go and release them all now. Every chakra is releasing all the energy within your entire aura bubble that you no longer want is going into that violet flame. Notice any images, any sounds, feelings, thoughts, belief systems, whatever it is you're experiencing as you continue to breathe, the violet flame will receive it. You may find that it's intolerable to move through lack in some ways, like lack of trust in a friend or family, lack of trust maybe with coworkers and others on a whole. If that's the case, just intend and let go of that energy, the lack of trust. Maybe you're having difficulty moving through grief, anger, depression, apathy, pain, or overwhelm. Whatever the case, just let it go. Perhaps you're wrestling with getting through a lack of not accomplishing your goals or fully living what it is you desire. If that's the case, let the lack and the struggle of wrestling with that go. Let it be a place of ease. Let the ideas flow, the awareness of how you're to accomplish your goals, let them come to you effortlessly. So let go of and release wrestling with the lack of not accomplishing your goals or living your desires. Now maybe, just maybe, you feel sick and tired of not moving forward when other people and the world seem to be passing you by. Let go of the energy that makes you feel sick and tired. Whatever you're attempting to move through, it doesn't matter, even though it's hard to do. When you maintain patience and persistence and perseverance, you will move through to the other side of it. So just keep breathing. Stay focused on the breath as you simply let go of these energies. Don't remove your attention on the intention of the breath during this meditation process. And what is it now that you struggle with moving through? What is it exactly? Is it a lack of something? Is it an unresolved situation? Is it the inability to accomplish your goals? What is it? It doesn't matter what that might be, but what is it that you're struggling with moving through? It can be a mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, energy, whatever it is. See or imagine it in the flame. Imagine whatever it is that you're struggling to move through. Just see it in that violet flame or a representative of it. If you're having challenges moving through stress to have total peace, what represents that stress? What can you imagine that would be representative and indicative of that stress? However it shows up for you is perfect in the violet flame. And as you continue to breathe deeply, intend that every single one of your chakras, 1 through 7, open up to 100%. Again, you don't have to intellectualize it or try to figure it out or wonder what it is. Just allow that energy to open, your chakras to open 100%. And just let go of struggle energy. Let go of the energy itself around struggling. So if you are indeed struggling to have resolve with a coworker, if you are struggling to experience joy, let go of the struggle. If you are struggling to make ends meet financially, let go of the struggle. Let go of the effort it takes to move through that situation that you're focused on right now. Release the hardship that you're having and release the fear and wanting it to happen. Part of the struggle is wanting something to the extent that you actually push it away, you push away what it is you desire. So release the hardship that you're having. Release the fear. Release wanting it to happen. When you want it, you actually resist it. So let go of all of that. Don't intellectualize it. Don't attempt to figure it out or what it means or how it looks. Just let go of resisting and wanting what's desired and what's supposed to be. Intend that what you desire, intend it is happening, and it is. Just let go and keep breathing. Nice, easy, deep breaths. Now, this is a process of patience, and that means being perfectly present. It's a process of persistence. That means continuing to do even if you aren't experiencing evidence of it yet. It's a process of perseverance, and that means to know in your persistence that what you desire to accomplish, you are accomplishing. Know that you are moving through whatever the challenge is, even when it's hard to do. And it does take patience, persistence, and perseverance. Continuing to breathe easily and deeply, as smooth and naturally as possible, but with intention. And as you breathe deeply, as you breathe effortlessly with your chakras all open, imagine starting with the first chakra at the base of the spine, where your tailbone is. Imagine that whatever energy is there keeping you from moving through the challenges of what lies before you, of what's in that violet flame. Imagine that that energy in your first chakra becomes a giant explosion of colorful confetti that literally is sucked out of you into the violet flame. Your first chakra explodes with this colorful confetti that is sucked right up by that violet flame that represents all of that struggle energy, the wanting, the hardship. Just let it go. This confetti is all of this energy that holds you back. And it's time to release it in one big bang out of that first chakra and into the violet flame where it won't hurt you or hold you back anymore. And let's do the same for the second chakra, which is located 2 inches below the belly button. Go ahead and with that chakra wide open, see this colorful confetti, bang, go right into that violet flame. As you release any energies from that chakra that would keep you in a place of struggle, see it being sucked up by the violet flame like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. And put your attention on the third chakra located behind the stomach. And the same thing. See the confetti of energy that you no longer need, that you no longer have to keep. Just see it being released from that third chakra. bang, it's gone. All that colorful confetti moving right into the violet flame. And see the confetti of energy that you no longer need from being released from your fourth chakra, located behind your heart. Your fourth chakra now releases, bang, this confetti, this energy of hardship, of struggle, of difficulty. Ooh, just let it go. And again, if you're not able to imagine it clearly, experience it by feeling it, hearing it, knowing it, it is done. You're releasing all of this struggling energy, all of the overwhelm, the stress, the have to, the must, the pushing it to have it happen, the pulling it to make it be. Let all that go. Now allow the confetti to leave your fifth chakra at the base of your throat, right into that violet flame. Let it go. Very good. Bang, it's gone. The confetti is sucked up by that violet flame from the fifth chakra. And pay attention as you let go of the struggle energy holding you back from moving through from your sixth chakra that's located in the middle of your head, the very center of your head. Bang, the explosion happens. The energy moves out. And notice how you're able to just have a level of awareness that is more clear. You can clearly see now. No more struggle. That confetti has exploded all over and into the violet flame. And imagine the confetti is exploding out of the top of your head into the flame, your seventh chakra, as the energy of effort releases and just really bursts forth like a firework of confetti. Bang. It's gone. And continue to breathe. Nice, deep, easy breaths. And intend that your chakras are closing to percentages that are comfortable for you to have them open. So if you're comfortable with your third chakra open 50%, then have it just simply move back into that position. If you're comfortable with your sixth and seventh chakras open at 80% and 90%, for example, let them be at the percentages where they are most comfortable. Don't try to figure it out. Just allow your chakras to move into a place of comfort. Remember, the goal is to not effort or struggle in any of this process or in anything in your life moving forward. However you work the energy to accomplish your goals, to experience your desires, is perfect just the way you do it. Even if it doesn't seem as if anything's happening. Trust, know that it is. And keep breathing, staying focused on the breath. Now imagine on the other side of the room. Imagine on the other side of the room that you're sitting in right now, on the other side of the violet flame, all the way across from you at the other end of the room is your higher self. Your higher self is that part of you that handles everything with ease and flow. Now, putting your attention on your third chakra, located again behind the stomach, imagine a bridge beginning to form from your third chakra, and it goes to the violet flame, where the image of what you have wanted but been struggling through, it goes right through there. See the bridge continuing even past that which you have been, again, struggling with, going beyond it through the rest of the violet flame and to the other side of the room where your higher self is. So basically, you have created a bridge from your third chakra and where you are seated right now, all the way through the violet flame, through the image of what you have been struggling through, through the rest of the violet flame, and all the way to the wall across from you where your higher self is. And this bridge is between you and your higher self, which looks just like you, except with a very special, very powerful and beautiful glow. Now, once the bridge is formed, no matter how you've created it or what your bridge looks like, begin to experience walking across the bridge. However you experience this, whether you see yourself walking across, you have the sensation of walking across, you have the thought of walking across, it doesn't matter. Whatever the situation, experience yourself walking across the bridge. Watch, hear, feel, know, fully experience walking on this bridge over to the situation you've been trying to get through but have been struggling with. Feel yourself continuing on through the cause of your struggle, that image. Pay attention to how much easier it is as you move through that cause of struggle, as you move through it. Be aware of how you're almost gliding and keep going along the bridge through the rest of the violet flame, out of the flame, and over to your higher self. Again, be aware of how easy it is to walk through this and on this bridge, to experience the effortlessness once you moved through the struggle, to be able to pass it and go beyond it, to go beyond the struggle of what you are choosing to accomplish, of what you desire. And experience what your higher self is like. Experience what your higher self is like. In fact, you can simply allow yourself to rest or sit inside of your higher self. Connect with the neutral, steadfast, ease, calm, peaceful demeanor that your higher self holds. And now begin to walk that bridge, going back with the energy demeanor of your higher self. Walk back across the bridge through the situation that is no longer a struggle, through the violet flame, and all the way back to you, back to your third chakra. Notice how walking back across this bridge, the experience is so much different. There's an ease to it that you may not have had when you were first walking toward your higher self. Notice the ease, the peacefulness. Again, that neutral demeanor of your higher self in you. You just moved through when it was hard to do. So simply be in this space for a moment and know you can call on this experience you're having right now. You can call on this experience anytime, every time you find you're struggling to move through whatever it is. And now imagine you are surrounded with a great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. It is surrounding your aura bubble and you completely, and absorb all or as much of this beautiful, bright, golden sun as you possibly can. Just absorb it, bring it fully into yourself. Experience the warmth, the love, the joy, the ease, the peace, the centeredness. Very good. This is your own highest, purest energy that is all for you. And thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. If you'd like to find out more about Center of Light Miracles or me, Lynn Herod Diverges, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. There are current event things that are happening this month, things that are coming up for next month, and during the fall, you'll be able to check them out there. On the courses page, you can just go to current events. And many of the other courses and services that we provide. And until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.